not unusually people will say to me, I listen to your show, I pretty much could say what you say. Or I'll get an email. Dear Dr. A, thank you for doing the show, and I listen enough that I think I could, I know your answers. All right. I want to talk this morning in my monologue about regression to the mean and its implications for diagnostic purposes. Well, I don't have to say anything. You already know what I'm going to say. Some of you. Go ahead. Do it. Regression to the mean. Implications for diagnostics. Well, come on. All right, I'll do it. There is a phenomenon, is that what you were going to say? In psychological circles, in testing in particular, called regression to the mean. It means that over time, scores or survey results or even self-perceptions tend to drift back toward average. Let me illustrate. Let's say that you're wondering if your kid is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So, you go to the pediatrician, the family practitioner, and he or she gives you some survey to fill out on behavior in the home. And they give you one for the teacher to fill out, too. You fill it out. Bring it back in. Scored. Well, lo and behold, on these particular survey rating scales, your child falls up there around 95th percentile in impulsiveness or activity level or distractibility, you know, three of the cardinal symptoms. And one might make the case, well, you know, given that rating, we might consider ADHD here. Well, there is a subtle phenomenon that occurs. Were you to take that same survey a month from now, you and the teacher fill it out, the chances are good that those ratings wouldn't be as extreme. What's that you say? Is my child getting better in a month? No, probably not. It is a common occurrence. It is a problem in any kind of surveys or test taking, because as people take it, they tend to rate themselves, they tend to rate others more typical. We tend to see ourselves as average, and if you survey us over time, our responses to the same questions move back toward the middle. Now, you see, what is the diagnostic implication for this? Well, first of all, if we're going to put this kid on medication on the basis of these rating scales and parental observation and teacher observation, what would happen if we did it a second time and all of a sudden he's now in the 83rd percentile, not the 95th, the 83rd, still higher than normal, of course, but really not up high enough to be legitimately considered for the ADHD diagnosis. You see the complications here? If somebody gave you a personality survey and they told you to fill it out, rate yourself on these characteristics. How honest are you? How moral are you? How sweet are you? How kind are you? How good a husband are you? How good a father are you? How good a mother are you? Rate it. And laying aside your humility for the moment, you fill it out. You look pretty good. I'll tell you what I'm kind of looking at these survey results as you are a cross between Mother Teresa, Saint Francis, and LeBron James. Okay, well, I just threw that one in there for athletic skills. Not necessarily any comment on character. What if I gave you that same survey 6 months from now, 3 months from now? Maybe you wouldn't look as good. Not because your opinion of yourself has changed, it's just because it's the way we approach tests, the way we approach survey. It's an interesting human characteristic. The research has discovered it over and over and over again. We tend to drift back toward the mean, the average, the middle, in our assessments of ourselves, of others, even of situations. Now that is something that most people are not aware of. Okay, I mean, you got to be in the kind of the shrink business, and even more in the shrink business. You can't just be in the counselor business. You got to be in the kind of the research shrink business. People aren't aware of that. But it is one factor in diagnosing someone, particularly on the basis of rating scales. It's got to be taken into account. It hardly ever is, but it needs to be. Now, for those of you who knew what I was going to say, could you have done that? You probably could. Maybe just not as sophisticated.